10th parak of Shvi'it, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is discussing the concept of Pruzbul. If a person is owed money and is coming to the end of Shvi'it, when the end of Shvi'it comes, he cannot collect his chayvus. Hill saw that people would stop loaning money. They didn't have enough bitachon to rely on the fact that this was supposed to happen as it was supposed to happen. And therefore, he made a takana that would circumvent the halachas of Shmita's Ksafim. That if one writes a prusbul, then he can still collect his chayvus even though the end of Shmita is passed by. This takana is only the Zman Hazeh, that Shmita is the Rabbanon, and therefore we have the right to make a takana to uproot the mechanism of Shmita. Pruz bull ain't noy neshamin. Kamavan, we cannot uproot the Shmita of Karka, because that's not in the jurisdiction of Bezin. Bezin has jurisdiction over monetary deals. So the monetary part of Shmita, they made this takana that ain't noy neshamin. Once you make the Pruz bull, you can collect your chayvus. This is one of the takanas of Hillel Hazokin. Shirosh and Imel Lahaba Zezer. So people refrain from loaning at in the year of Shmita. So I go to Masha Kosovo Toya, and they went against that which is written in Toya. Shom Lacha Penya Dovin Lavov Kabliyal. Maybe you'll have this improper thought, and you will not give out loans on Shmita. His Gehil Kruzbo, he felt it was preferable that people should not be given an Nisoyan, which they will not be able to stand up against. And he made this takana, which he had a halachic right to make. And through the Kruzbo, Chavis will be collected. Yeah.